This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. You're listening. Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a small business, a little grocery store, liquor store, and you're looking for cashiers, we'll try self-checkout. Hey, all the big guys do it, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco. Give these guys a call, 800-540-2149. Been doing it over 20 years. Got over 150 years experience, and if they come out to your location and their equipment fits your equipment, it's cheaper than a brand new cash register, and you get 7-day 24-hour day service if you're interested as well. Give them a call. And Black Forest Motorsports, for all you Porsche, BMW and Mini Cooper owners, it's a great dealer alternative, or you can maybe slap a number on the car and be competitive. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Over 40 years service experience. All right. Who you got, kid? Good seeing you.
Oh, wow. Yes. To my left, I have stock car driver today. Stock car driver Greg Perry Sr. and crew chief Greg Perry Jr.
Okay. Father-son.
Father-son. And I think we get to hear how he earned his nickname.
Well,
Smoking?
Dying
Smoking 62.
Smoking 62. And is and just so you know, listeners, the head dropped of a senior just now. So,
and just so senior, in case you need to talk, you just kind of get up close to the mic so you can grab that thing and whip it around anytime you want to go after him. So, where do you race a stock car?
Verona.
He raced pure stock, right? But might go over to hobby stock, so that's why I specifically said stock car, because it might, the prefix might change.
Yeah, gotcha. How long you been racing?
6 years.
That's it?
That's what I was saying. We both started in our 40s. Yeah.
Figured, what the heck? Golf's no good. Ball's too small.
Yep.
That's what I always say. That game makes no sense to me whatsoever. And you play.
I want to when I'm done racing, because I've tried it a couple times, and as soon as I hit the ground, it like shock waves through my hands, and I'm like, I can't hold a steering wheel with that kind of pain, so I'm going to wait till I retire.
Dear, but you're not supposed to hit the ground.
I know you're not supposed to. There's a lot of things you're not supposed to do.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know that vibration is not what part of the game.
Yeah,
okay.
But it hurts.
I just double checking.
I would like to know from Senior, since he had a later start as well, which I laugh because our guest last week, you know, she's early to mid-20s. She's like, yeah, I started a few years ago. I got a late start. I'm like, honey.
You have no idea.
So had you always wanted to race and you finally had the opportunity, or something came up? And you're like, maybe I want to now.
No, it's always been where I wanted to, but the money wasn't there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Understood.
Funny thing how that is.
Yeah.
See,
so,
I started in go-karts, and I couldn't get any farther.
Because of money?
My checkbook just didn't.
Yeah.
In fact, what I've told this story to you 100 times. I took this cart to Gary Sanger.
The checkbook.
Handed him my checkbook.
Yes.
And I says, if I lose this next race, it had better be my fault. Because I couldn't do it up until finally when I could, but I just couldn't pull the trigger and go any farther. But so, you're in a good class, right?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive?
86 Buick Regal.
Huh? Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I saw a really nice picture.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you. Now, I talked to Mark Rose. He's going to call in next segment.
Okay.
A little announcement for Verona, but he also is familiar with today's guest. And he kind of summarized your season, and it sounded like mine. We both got 9th in championship points last year. So you know how you say it? Top 10. We got top 10, right?
That's
you don't
it.
Say 9th. You say, we got top 10. And we both had a bit of bad luck. Do we try to learn from it? Do we try to forget about it as we go into next season? You're racing this season.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Because you can't dwell on anything.
No.
Than making the car better. That's the only thing. And that's every race, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody out there racing. I don't care how many championships they won. They learn every time they sit, especially on a dirt track.
Yeah.
Or where are you going to go? You going to just stay at Barona, or are you going to go drag the car around a while?
I want to drag the car around, but
there you right go. Still about just, money.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get you a sponsor. Do you have a sponsor?
How?
No.
What? I have. Other than you?
Well, I have a tire sponsor, Ron's Tire and Brake out of Ramona.
Oh, yeah. Go mm-hmm. Ron.
Yeah. And
Fitzgibbons helps you out a bit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian helps me out. Brian gave me the car.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you got to get you some more sponsors.
He needs a motor sponsor.
Yes.
Oh, you need a motor.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Do we want to talk about how many motors you went through, or do we want to forget about that?
Five of them.
Have you seen the size of that guy's right foot? Have you seen the size of that guy's right foot?
Did you hear
foot?
The crew chief?
Yeah, he
offered
well,
another.
Well, yeah, the crew chief's going, I have to do another motor?
Do you Whoa, work on it, crew chief?
Actually, Dad does all the work until race day.
No, I hear you.
The
oh,
boys,
and then he takes
and
over.
And then the boys take over.
That's, how many boys you got?
Yeah.
Two.
All right.
Is good this deal. Your favorite one?
Of course, I'm on the radio.
I am.
Well, I have Junior's my crew chief, and then I have my buddy Ryan. He comes out and helps
okay,
me.
Okay, gotcha. But you're just looking for more sponsorship. That's yes. basically what it amounts to.
Yes.
So, but when you're talking motors, you know, it just happens.
Yep.
You know
racing.
What I mean? It's racing.
Part
know?
Of.
It's just part of racing. And you can't do anything to those motors, can you?
No.
Okay, that's right. Pure
can you
stuff.
Freshen them up? Can you take them apart, ring them in bearings? And but you can't bore, you can't polish.
Well, we can bore, we can't polish.
Can't polish, okay. All right.
Ooh, he knows the rule book.
Yeah, he knows the rule book. You better know the rule book.
Yeah,
we follow it. That's a Bible to us.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
We're in the shop, that thing's out. We're looking at it consistently.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I hope the other teams hear that. The other teams hear that?
Well, you know, hey, it's
good
up to
you.
Them. You know? So... Well, if he's the son, I guess I can't ask him how long. Because you haven't raced, have you?
No, it was in the works for a little bit.
Are you interested in driving, or do you like?
Yeah, I'll take Dad's car over when he's done with it. Because
okay.
We do have the other one in thought right now. So once that comes up and
stay in the same class.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping right. the pure. So stock. What's the smoking 62 stuff?
Yeah.
So the smoking 62. I think it was the first race of the season that they reversed the pure stocks. We've always had an oil issue when they reverse us.
Oh.
We're always dumping.
Really?
Right? He was the first car to start dumping. So, Dirt Dude, it the minute he starts dumping oil and smoke comes out, that's when it came, smoking 62. It was over. And everybody thought it was, or he thinks it's because he was fast. He was fast that day, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's
but
staring.
The amount of smoke that was coming out of the car
was amazing.
Me and my Uncle Ryan looked at each other and we're like, we're blowing up today. This is it.
Did you blow up?
Nope.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, he probably killed every mosquito in the county.
That is for sure.
See? And that's what's cool. That's nothing wrong with that. That is so fun.
Well, yeah, hey, he loves it. He sticks to it, and it's sticking. Smoking 62.
No, we didn't blow our first motor until we went and ran El Centro.
What size is that track? Is that a quarter mile as well?
Yeah,
okay. Because we were talking about Cocopaw. And Paris, which is much bigger, and having to change out the gears.
Well, Paris is pretty brutal on equipment.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Have you done Paris? You've done Cocopaw, but
no. No, it's like, yeah, that the dollar signs just start, you know, flying when you go to Paris. Because you want to be competitive.
Yeah.
Right? You just want
to
be.
In order for me to go run Paris, I got to build another transmission and build the gears.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
No.
Can you imagine if a sponsor's like, I want to do that for you, Mr.
Well,
Perry? Wouldn't that be awesome?
So
give us a ring right now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, here's the thing. We're going to drag you and your car down to KUSI because it does happen. I can't guarantee it, but we had a guy that used to run out of Barona called K-Rail Kelly. And he had a bright canary yellow Chevy, like a Citation. And he ran this, I think it was a stock class. Didn't have anything on the side of it, and I was giving him a hard time. How come he didn't have any advertisers? Well, some realtor lady got all mad and called up and gave him a whole year sponsorship because I was ragging on him.
He looks interested.
Yeah. So you just never know. You just never know. So we'll definitely hook up and do that. Well, let's take a quick break and then wait for Mark to call
yes,
in.
Yes, Mr. Rose.
We'll be right back, folks. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes better care than El Cajon Ford. New and used on the same lot. Service is off the charts. They'll work on any car in your garage. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com. Hey, Mark, are you out there in radio land?
I am here. Thank you again for having me. Hello, Brittany. Hello, Smokin' 60. Was 62, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Hello.
I wasn't sure if 62 or 65, but how are we today?
We good. Are all doing good, having a great time.
Having great conversation off air.
Yep, as usual, because I broke my own rule. But I got an email from Trisha, just so you'll know, and we locked in a date for KUSI. So
awesome.
That's right around probably, I think it's the first weekend before, you know, the opening night race on April 1st. Mm-hmm. So hopefully
I have a feeling if we twist your arm real tight, we could probably get two of those in there before then.
Yeah, I just got to check my calendar out. If I actually, no, I don't have a problem because you got a lot of cars that are going to be coming out, and you know, but we want to give it as much attention as possible. So I understand you have a little bit of news for us.
What's going on next week?
We're just having a big track day. Todd and I and Trish met up at the track yesterday. Things are drying out pretty well. You wouldn't believe how much water actually comes out of those hills of Barona.
Yeah.
There are still like springs running. It's crazy.
Wow.
Track looks really good. We're gonna do some maintenance and move around some K rails. Grade the track a little bit, get the K rails back on top of the track, because the dirt just gets all the way, not all the way, but in some of the areas, the K rails pretty buried under the dirt from the dirt slinging and whatnot.
Sure.
So we're gonna church that up just a little bit. We're gonna do a little painting, a little bit of grading, a little bit of weed whacking. You know what? We're just gonna get ready for our first practice. Yeah, I did say practice.
Greg and I just looked at each other. We were happy to hear about the K-rails coming up. I said, that's good for us. Safety. Practice.
It is. It's great for everybody. It's basically a safety issue. And we're definitely going to keep everybody safe. We are going to have an upcoming practice session. I don't want to say the date quite yet, but it's getting close.
Okay.
We want to make sure we've got everything lined up and ready to go and everything's coordinated before we say a date, but I'm sure it's going to be a big date. And I am hoping to have one also the night before the races, the Friday night before our opening night, which is April 1st. So I think everybody just needs a little bit of track time and break some motors in and hopefully not break motors, Greg.
Oh,
yeah,
snap.
Buddy. Oh, that's messed up.
He does, yeah.
That's you owe him a motor now.
I met Greg a few years back, and there's not a harder working crew out at the racetrack.
Yeah.
It seems like last year and the year before, if he didn't have bad luck, he wasn't going to have any luck at all. And every time we turned around, he was hurting a motor or something. And you wouldn't know it by looking at his car because he's actually a very patient racer. He's not banging into everything. He's not bouncing off the walls and bouncing off of other drivers. We just got to get a good motor under him. And
just trying to keep the pistons in it.
Yeah. Maybe we need to put we can't put a chip. Maybe we just need to retard the timing or something. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but... yeah, it's just he's had horrible luck with motors, whenever we do turn them around and run the cars the opposite way, we only do that for the pure stocks.
That's right, I love it.
Is that way he blows up?
No, he doesn't blow up, but he does smoke like a freight train. I think they've got that fixed.
Yeah.
I think they did a little work to their valve covers and put breathers. A lot of the teams do that so they don't just dump oil out onto the valve covers and the headers.
Hey, do you have any mosquitoes?
No, we don't have.
Thanks. Send him a check.
Send him a check for $5,000.
He says you're welcome
for mosquito abatement. Come on, no, you didn't even have to pay.
You know what? It just dawned on me. He needed to go after a pest control
that's a
company.
Sponsor right there.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Like Danny Gay used to do with the mouse Dewey Pest Control out of Cajon Speedway.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go, Greg. We got to find you a pest exterminator company.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
I truly know anyway. One's still around. So
we're doing some track maintenance. We're just going to church the place up a little bit and get it ready for a great season.
Should they bring, if people want to come out and help, should they bring something to eat, or are you going to feed anybody?
I don't, you know, it's hard to bring food up there because we don't know how many people will show
Good
up.
Point.
I mean, it's definitely an open invite. Whoever wants to come out, we're going to have some machinery. So we want people to be safe, and you know, we're going to have to coordinate some stuff for lifting the K rails and get the machinery out there. But luckily, Ernie Medina and Todd will have some equipment out there. And it should be a great show.
Yeah, it usually is. Make a party out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to call it a work party.
Yep. And
Brittany, do you have any questions for him? Because I can see your wheels are turning.
Well, one thing I was going to throw out there, but then you said a second practice. I was just thinking, either do it early enough in case it gets rained out. You could do it the next weekend or the weekend following.
Correct.
But then you said there'd be another one that Friday. But just a thought on that, since rain keeps popping up.
Well, and I think everybody needs as much practice as they can get, really.
Seat time doesn't
hurt. Especially first race out.
Yeah.
I could understand it when you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in. But I think the first race out, I kind of like your you know, double Friday idea.
The other thing was, are you hoping people come out, or are you just saying you guys are working on the track next weekend?
We will definitely be there. I can tell you that there will be 4 of us out there. Whoever wants to come, I will make sure there is fuel in the weed eaters, in the weed whackers. You know, there's shovels, there's rakes.
And there's brooms and brushes.
There's always stuff we can do. Are we asking people to come out? No, you know, but we're always looking for volunteers and anybody that wants to help and make their local dirt track that much better.
Yeah.
If you want to help, we'll have you.
Got it.
I agree.
Just wanted to clarify that.
I think all the racers should actually come out. Every one of them, they come out.
Everyone could clean up their pit area.
Well, and look how quick it would be done if everybody
divide and
races.
Conquer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the more.
There's no doubt. And I'm sure Brittany saw it. I'm sure Greg saw it. But there's the driver questionnaire that we posted on the website. I want to make sure everybody gets those out there. And like the post says, we're doing that for you racers. And we want to promote the racers. We want to promote the racers' sponsors. And so if you've got a driver's card, a profile card with your name, your number, your history, your sponsors, your goals, whatever the case may be, if there's a yellow flag and Dirt Dude wants to fill some time, we want to entertain the people and push you and push your sponsors. I mean, that's the only way we can keep racing alive.
Yeah, you're absolutely no doubt about it.
Definitely go on the Barona website, fill that out, have it ready for the first night. Believe it or not, it is all about the racers. A lot of people don't think we think that way, but we do.
Hey, have you ever seen Mr. Perry's crew chief during a race? I learned something in the green room. He takes things very personal if they pick on his dad.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. And rightfully so.
Absolutely.
His driver. Absolutely.
But Senior says it's just racing.
That's it.
It is racing. I've been, you know, I used to tell people, and I shouldn't be proud of this, but I do miss Cajon Speedway, and I don't miss Cajon Speedway because some of the worst fights I've ever been in my life were at Cajon Speedway.
Oh, in? Did you say you were in? Did he say in or saw?
Have you seen the size of Mark? They look for him. Okay, he doesn't look for them.
And it's always the smallest guy in there, too.
Isn't that the darndest truth? Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The guests are agreeing.
Yeah, well, you hate to say it, but it is what it is.
Did I mention to Brittany that we are inking a deal on a 2-day dwarf car event?
No, I did not hear that.
Yes. It'll be a little bit later in the season, probably September.
Oh, right.
It might even be on that 3-day weekend.
That would help this teacher that will have just gone back to work. Yes.
So we might have the dwarf cars and only the dwarf cars racing on Friday, and then again returning on a Saturday, a part of the regular Saturday show. But I can tell you, there's a lot of money at stake. I stumbled across a sponsor. Now, I'll let the cat out of the bag.
Open it up.
The 2-day event will include total $5,000.
Oh, jeez. Let's not tell Darren Brown. No. Let's not tell the Brown compound.
Everybody's hoping Darren Brown will be out of town.
Let's make sure he's racing that 600. Yeah. Could we just coordinate that? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be a fun one. That'll be a great one. And we're, you know, we will also have the IMCA Summer Shootout.
All right.
I believe the dwarf cars are involved in that race. You guys are going to have a busy schedule. We looked at the schedule and we saw that the pure stocks and the dwarf cars, ironically, have the most car count and the most fan count.
We agree on that second one, especially. Fans like us.
Every weekend. We want butts in the seats and happy racers.
Butts in the seats and happy racers. All right.
I guess we need to make that a bumper sticker, don't we?
I like it. See more butts. See more butts by the Pure Stocks and Dwarfs.
See more butts.
Nothing wrong with that.
Could make a song. No. I think we can make a song out of that. And the artist is See More Butts.
I like that.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, so you guys are working on the track. Racers should keep their eyes and ears out for a practice sometime before opening day.
Absolutely.
Opening day still April 1st. April Fool's Day. K-Rails might go up for our safety. I love that.
K-Rails are definitely going up. They are definitely going to be more on top of the surface. And then we will
resurrect the K-Rails.
And is Barona looking for more sponsors? I think we mentioned that last week.
Yeah, Barona's always looking for sponsors. You know, Trish and I were talking about the billboards last weekend, and luckily most everybody has returned on the big billboards. We've got a couple of new people that are looking to do the billboards, like Tony Snyder from Lifestyles Garage.
Oh, wow.
Tony has been nice enough to get a billboard. He's actually looking for two. We're trying to find another spot for it. And he has also guaranteed me that he is going to do 5 of the Dash for Cashes. And then for whatever Premier Division is racing. And also Marshall Barlow, or Raz, from Ron's Tire and Brake has committed to 4 of the $100 Dash for Cashes. So if people out there want to get involved, want to promote their business, they can contact me or Trish. We are always looking for people that want to do the Dash for Cash or even some special event.
And don't forget the kids.
Absolutely. And we're putting some stuff together for the kids as well. Nick Novak is in charge of the kids this year. And we're working on some big stuff for them again. It's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, we're going to throw you off air.
Thank you, Mark.
Doesn't he talk too much?
No, he doesn't talk too much. Sure? He doesn't have a huge digital clock in his face, most likely, like we do.
All right, Mark. As always, thanks a lot, buddy.
No way. Thank you, guys. Talk to you.
All right. We're
going to
take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Man, I tell you what, if you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you've missed out. That is one fast track. 18700 Lake Paris Road, Paris, California, 92571. Get on their website. Call the governor and tell him to lay off this water district issue they're dealing with. Hey, we got Peyton Griffin on the line, factory stock driver. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing extremely well. Just sitting around
Talking racing.
Have you been off the track for a little while, getting ready to start the season?
Yeah, I have been off for a little while. We're getting the car fixed up right now. My dad and one of his friends, Fred, are out there right now fixing it up for me.
Oh, they're out there.
I understand.
Well, she's been doing an interview.
I understand your dad used to race at Ascot.
Yeah, my dad, yeah, he used to Ascot. I believe he raced late models out there.
Wow, that's really...
Yeah, he's raced everywhere.
Is that where you get this little bug from?
Yeah, definitely from him.
Yeah, well, you know the old say, daddy's girls, mama's boys. So it works out perfect.
She's daddy's girl.
How long have you been driving?
This is my first year.
So oh.
My last season.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
High school senior.
I raced go-karts when I was like 5 for a little, but then I stopped for obviously a long time. But yeah, I just started again this year.
Because senior year's not busy enough.
Yeah, right. Nothing else to do. Nothing else to do.
Wow. And you want to keep doing this, or are you going to go off and get a job or go to college and get too busy for it?
I want to keep doing it for as long as I can.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm staying local for college, so okay. I should be able to continue to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
And even though you started a little bit late, like some people we know, my co-host
referring to me. I started at 42, and I'm looking at we have a guest in here that started in his 40s. He's a stock car moving over to hobby stock.
So it's
so you did not start late,
no,
Peyton.
Well, some kids start at 7,
true.
8.
That's true.
4, 3, 2.
Is there really
in perspective.
A timeline to start racing, though?
No.
I don't think there's a time. I think it's got to be what's in your head.
You got to want it. I think however old you are, you got to make sure you want it, because it's a lot of energy, time, money.
And you have to accept the outcomes of your input. I mean, if you're going to school and you can't put as much time into the car, you know what I mean? You can't feel bad if you don't win every single race, because, you know, seat time. Your dad will tell you that all day long.
Definitely. So you're going to be able to balance this all senior year?
Well, you're probably...
I think definitely like senior year I'll be able to balance it. It's just once I get into college, because I've been playing soccer in college.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, you got to exercise,
She'll
right?
She'll be the arrive and drive kind of gal.
That's okay. Oh, do you get to work on the car, or you don't have to?
With my dad, I'm not as experienced as him, obviously. So I try to do what I can and what I can help with. So, sometimes the body work needs to be done, like banged out. I'll do stuff like that. It's like the little things I can help out with.
She takes the hammer, too. That's what I'm hearing, right?
Keep the ride and drive in mind.
Yeah,
if you can pull that off, where you just roll in the limo, get out.
Just remind your crew how much you love and appreciate them.
That's right.
And when you get a microphone in your face anytime, just thank you so much for making this
possible. Okay, so you want to hear a winning thing to do to your team? Brittany does. 3 pounds of bacon.
Oh, I feed my crew. Yes.
3 pounds of bacon every race weekend.
Yeah, I feel like that would definitely show my appreciation for
them. See? We're here to help, kid. Yes. We are here to help. So who you got on the side of the car? Who's doing your sponsorship?
I have a lot of sponsors. I have Needles Auto Wrecking, Moby Motorsports, West Coast Auto Wrecking, Stout Signs, Mojave Valley Raceway, Marina Auto Body, Luke's Transmissions, and Chris's Hauling.
Good job.
I love wrecking yards.
I heard that. I'm like wrecking. Hopefully she doesn't have to use them. She can just thank them for their support.
They're great.
Hopefully
not. Yeah, right. They're a great parts supplier. They got tow trucks, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait a minute. Did you have a food sponsor in there somewhere?
I didn't hear one.
I don't.
That's how you hook up your crew.
That's the number one. Either food or beer. One of the two.
Yes.
Whatever motivated.
Yeah, I can't.
Or both.
Both.
Or both.
Yeah. Just.
Crew chief just came out with both. I get it. Yeah. So you're gonna run a? Are you gonna run a full season, even though you're busy?
Yes, that is my goal, to run the full season at Paris. Hopefully, to run for points as well.
Atta girl.
Would you be eligible for rookie of the year, or did you race too much last season?
Probably. I only raced like half the season last season. So, I would assume so, because I was only there for a couple races.
Okay. Is that important to you, getting getting a rookie of the year?
It's not super important to me. I mean, I kind of just want to get as much tee time as I can and get as best as I can because, like, I know starting off I don't have as much experience, so I think that's mostly what this is about, just getting the tee time that I need.
Do your friends at school know you race and or come out to support?
They know I do it. It's just a little far for them to go, but, like, some of my teachers know, and they like they ask me questions about it. And
cool.
But, yeah, they do know.
That's funny.
Do your friends still ride with you now that they know you're a race car driver?
They say they feel more safe riding with me, actually, than a race car driver.
That's funny.
Well, because you don't do stupid stuff on the road, right?
Yes.
Yeah, do you feel that? Yeah. You can get it out on the racetrack. I know I'm a more calm driver.
I'm right there with you. I think that's great. Yeah. So you're into it because I'm sure your dad probably has some aspirations as to where he would like you to go. He's not going to tell you, but he'll be sitting in the background feeding you little tips and hints just in case. So you're kind of in the fun mode right now.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And I think that's important because it's when it's not any fun anymore, then...
Then what?
Oh.
You just kind of
fell
off that sentence.
Well, somebody sent me a text that was trying to get it.
Sorry, it's not
that.
Fun anymore.
Yeah, right. Fell right off the fence.
It's hard to get out to the track when it's not fun. I mean, you know that. When you blow up 5 motors in one season, you must still love it to get back out there. So, Peyton, we have an in-studio guest, and he may have gone through 5 motors last season, but his crew just kept making it happen.
Yeah, but there were points where I was like, do we need to this weekend? Like, is there a necessity for it?
Yeah,
we got a motor, cool, but do we need to race?
Yeah, so just check in with your crew, Peyton, regularly. Make them happy.
Yes.
I will tell you as a crew chief, take care of them, be nice to them. They'll always come back.
Yeah, my crew, I don't know what I'd do without them. They're very... very helpful with everything.
I'm with you on that. I couldn't do it without my crew. I could not do it without my crew. Mentally, physically, I could not.
Definitely.
They're the ones that keep the car going so we can go do what we want to do.
I know.
And have fun.
Mm-hmm. So we can have all the fun, Greg.
Yeah, right.
And Peyton.
So is Paris is the track you're going to, right?
Yes.
You going to run any other tracks or no?
I don't really think so. I mean, the only other track we really look at is Mojave Valley Raceway, but my car can't really race out there because I don't race my class.
Gotcha.
I mean, Paris, so Paris is the closest, so it's usually that's where I'll probably be at.
Way to start at a really big, fast track.
Yeah, right. Yes.
They really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to start racing. What's the fastest track I can race at, Daddy?
That I can just scare myself.
At a girl?
Well, hey, you know, it's a great way to learn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of just jumping in. So,
what color is your car? We always have to throw
it
out.
So we have listeners that go. They want to watch for you.
Yes, so it is white, and then most of it's white, and then it has purple and gray, like a sticker. It's number 16. So,
number 16.
Yeah. Summer?
Is that?
Yes.
Summer 16, right?
Did you say summer 16 or number 16?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said
number.
Summer.
Is that the age you started racing? Is that where 16 came from? No.
So that's been my dad's number since he's since he's raced. So I just, we kind of keep it in the family.
Cool.
I run my mom's old number. So I get it.
Yeah, 37.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So they don't run stock the class down in Verona, right?
Yes, they do.
Have you ever thought to come down to Verona?
It's only an hour and a half.
My dad's race out there, and I've looked at the track, and I've actually brought it up to him, like maybe going out there sometime. But I've only been out there, I think, once. But I mean, I like the track when my dad raced out there. So
it's just a fun little track.
Yeah, you'll have to change the gearing, so get a little something extra for your crew when you ask them. Hey, can you get my
motor.
And bring for you guys or for her?
Just for you guys.
And ask, just butter them up and then say, hey, how about
Verona?
Because Verona
is not normally an engine eating track.
No, not for me, knock on wood.
But I mean, I don't even think Paris is really, to a certain degree.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. But you don't care. You're just going to fly in, go racing, and fly out, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like the way you roll.
Wait, so you must be playing soccer in high school right now if you're going to go off in college and do it, correct?
Yeah, so my high school season just ended, and then I also play club soccer, so that'll be starting soon. So.
Okay. What else? How about you getting a job? You going to get a job, too? Got nothing else
Over the summer, I'm definitely thinking of getting a job. I don't currently have one, but.
Wow. Very nice.
Hey, fine. So I'd go to work at a car dealership. You'd be good. Work in service. Work in service. Yeah. Well, hey, this has been a blast chatting with you. Yeah.
Good luck.
If anybody wants to follow you around on social media, what's the easiest way to do it?
You can follow me on Instagram. Is probably the only one I have. It's Peyton_Griffin with two N's at the end.
Nice. And watch out for the white with the purple 16.
Yes, indeed. All right, kiddo, take care and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great week.
You too.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio.
What?
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Certified Car Clinic sponsors this show. Got a dyno in-house, 14370 North Woodside Avenue. Take it over there if you need to, because it'll take good care of you, whether it's your family car, race car, drag car, circle track car. Doesn't make any difference. He likes working on all. All right, who's our guest today?
We have Greg Perry, senior and junior, and off air we were starting to talk about how senior, you do everything leading up to race day, and then junior takes over on race day, right?
Correct. Junior, yes. And Ryan.
Junior, yeah. And Ryan. And Ryan have a last name?
Rojas.
Ryan Rojas. And so you read the track, because you had mentioned setup, Dave.
Right.
And you said, so we assume senior did all the setup, but no, it sounds like you wait till you're at the track, see the track conditions, and junior does the setup.
Correct. Yes.
Correct. So as soon as I get there, that's the first thing I do, going straight up to turn four, just eyeing to see what we have. Try not to go and walk on the track, but if I can.
Why do you try not to go on the track?
Well, usually they're still working on it.
So okay, wanna, so for safety.
Wanna, yeah, well, that too, but I don't want.
Because I don't
want
to get in the way, Brittany. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't want anybody to be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I just want to check my dirt, you know?
Hey, did you like the track a lot last year? Did you think it was more consistent than years past? Yeah.
Yes. A lot smoother.
Yeah, and just didn't dry out so fast or something, right? Yeah. No. And they were saying maybe it's like days before. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting a phone call from Massage Envy.
Who from?
Massage Envy. That's who I want my sponsor to be. It just means I have a massage come up. Sorry. The prep they're doing a couple days ahead of time, I think, is what's leading to a more consistent throughout the night instead of first, second, or great. Third, it's starting to get dry, slick, and the rest of the day, week, or race night, you're screwed.
I've noticed it doesn't red up in the turns as bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So he didn't have to say that, listener. Sorry. I did kind of sell it that way, but I didn't mean to. I like that it was more consistent throughout the night than years past.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal with the K-rails?
There's going to be more of them if they lift them up slowly.
Do you want them up?
Yeah, to keep me inside the arena in case I climb up the wall and decide to go out.
What is there now?
Well, more dirt was put on or spit on, and so as the dirt rises, the K-rail seems to shrink.
Yeah, we're probably looking at, maybe foot and a half of K-rail?
That's not enough.
Yeah.
If you, because I know open wheel, I run open wheel, so we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they need to do this anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. They're being proactive instead of,
reactive.
Waiting for something bad to happen.
Well, so I don't mean this terminology, literally, but they've got the chemistry down, I think, for the track. You know what I mean?
Well, so I'm so sorry. What's Marcy's husband's name? He's working on the track a lot now.
He works on the track.
And then Eddie.
And then the water truck guy.
Bart. Yeah, he hasn't been overwatering it as much this last season. Thank you, Bart.
Is he listening?
But he still tells his same jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Greg's like, yep.
Got him down to a science.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. Go Bart.
All right. So what are your aspirations this year? Just having fun, or are you going to try to get a trophy?
Top 10 again? Yeah. Yeah.
Or just beat where you ended up? Top 8, top 7, top 6, top 5.
I'm happy with running top 10 with everything I have to do with the car.
Right. And hopefully you're not going to eat motors.
I hope not.
Can you imagine that only blowing up 40 would, or 4 motors would be an improvement?
Hey, that's a goal, and I'll take it. I will take it.
What motor's in the car?
A 350.
A bulletproof 350. And you figured out how to blow them up.
Yep.
Do you blow them the same way?
No.
Oh, you're not even consistent.
No.
You think, okay, I've got this end fixed. I won't have to. Oh, geez, now the cylinder head, or now the valve train, now this.
Yep.
You've changed something, though, like who you're getting it from, I hope, or where you're getting it from. Yeah. Okay.
And how many times before you figured out this was not a good idea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Third time.
And we will leave it at that, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, that just means you're a good, straightforward, honest person, because, hey, first time, shame on me. Second time, shame on you.
Yeah.
Third time, I'm going to run over you.
Oh, my. I haven't heard the third time.
I just made that up.
All right.
I know.
I'm happy for these two guys is they have women in their lives who are supportive.
That helps.
So, yes, he has a wife that's supportive.
She's the number one supporter, sponsor, whatever you want to call it, for the car.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So if there's anything I need to be able to go race, I have it.
What? Right. That's dream. You're in heaven.
Yeah.
You're in racer's heaven.
She's the biggest. I don't know how to say it.
She's just the best.
Yeah.
She's the best.
That's the easiest way.
She's proud
way
of
to
you.
Do.
She proud. Does she
how
bite
long have you guys
her
been
nails?
Together? Oh.
29 years.
Nice.
I was gonna say, mom's listening. She gonna get you, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better get that number right. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
It's quick math.
If it wasn't for my wife and my daughter supporting me in the pits, videotaping, whatever.
The whole thing.
Oh, so she does the live Facebook live so his family in Tennessee can watch. You want to give a shout out to your nephew?
My nephew, Xander.
Does he race?
No, little Xander doesn't race, but he is Uncle's number one fan, big time. Anytime Saturday comes race day, he's first person to call.
No kidding.
All the way from Tennessee.
7 years old.
Best.
Little Z.
Yeah.
Little Z. That's cute.
That's cute.
Shout out to Little Z.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you have a new lady in your life who's starting to learn the track, dirt track life, and she likes it.
Lisa. Yeah, she's so like a told you earlier the first race that we went to, she was super intrigued and so what is this, what's that, what's this, what's that, and I was explaining everything. And second time we go, she's like, so these are your sport compacts, right?
Yeah. Wait, how long till she's gonna be in a sport compact?
Whoa.
I got your back, girl. I got your back. You come to me. I got your back. I'll introduce you to Marcy.
I can't tell you how many women went with somebody and sat there and going, that doesn't look too tough. I think I could do that.
What's her name again?
Anissa,
you just need to get you got to get a trailer that hauls two cars. Then they know you're serious.
Listen to her.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting death stares.
What's the matter? You don't need the work?
I'm getting death stares.
You don't need to be working on a whole motor pool of cars?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I know she wouldn't do it. She'd want me on it.
Oh, listen to him. That was a terrible thing to say on air.
Talk to me.
I know she won't want to do it.
Tell me the truth.
That's how whenever I need to get a trucker to move a trailer in the back of KUSI, I just walk out and say, I know you can't do this because
yes, I can.
Banner heads blow up like a balloon. Yes. And that tractor trailer is right where I want it. I've never had a failure yet. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful when you say that. That is like saying that to you, Brittany. You can't do something.
Well, sort of. I was just off air talking about you, Wayne Rebello, how I was absolutely 100% confident that I could back down his very steep and very narrow driveway until I realized I couldn't.
Yeah, it's still bothering you.
It's one of the most embarrassing moments in my life, and I teach middle school, so like every day could potentially be an embarrassing day.
Yeah, that's true too.
And that still stands out.
So how do we get a hold of you guys if somebody's listening and would like to help out sponsor-wise?
Instagram, Turn 2 Racing, and then Facebook, also Turn 2 Racing.
Turn 2 Racing, really? That's your handle-ish?
Yeah.
And why is it Turn 2? So is that as far as you could go?
No.
No.
No, it's actually where we started watching. I kind of like blow it up a little bit bigger. So we started watching racing in Turn 2 at Barona.
Sure.
But like to me, Turn 2 Racing, it's like you have a hard day at work, you have a hard day during the week, you can always Turn 2 Racing.
Oh! You
know? So that's kind of my thing.
Looks like a t-shirt.
I like that a lot.
Doesn't that look like a t-shirt to you?
Yes.
That's cool.
So before I came along to Barona, weren't there like the Turn 2 ladies? They were
Turn
crazy.
Rowdies.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
They're
what I came to
there.
Mind.
Yeah.
But
are
I
they
loved
still there?
Turn yes. to racing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I say it's the drug of my choice.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, I'm telling you, she'll have a week and then she'll go racing and it's just like she's been reborn.
Yeah.
And the worse the week, the faster she goes.
Yeah,
it's the darndest thing.
To a point. And then it's like I can't even focus because it's that bad. But yeah, it's true. There's definitely.
Well, she's got all my contact info. Maybe we can get you to come down, you know, because I know Barona's bringing some cars down.
Maybe.
For sure on, I don't remember what the date is.
You said the week before, so I was confused. That's like the March 26th.
Yeah, we can't do
Ashley.
That because we got Ashley. So I think I gave him something a little earlier.
All right.
Yeah, we'll
or later that. On, and you can talk about how the
but,
season's
going. But I mean,
it's just
a nice tool so that if you do go to try to get sponsorship.
Because see what he's going to be rocking?
I know. The stickers.
All over the car. Yeah.
Yep. And anytime you need more, just let us know. Gotcha. And like I said, you can always talk to sponsors and say you've got access to radio and TV.
Boom.
And it won't cost you anything, and you're more than welcome, and we can help you out every way, shape, and form. All right. Well, hey, it's good seeing you, kid.
Always a pleasure working with you.
Are we having fun at work?
This work, yes.
Killer.
Yes.
All right, folks, don't touch that dial. Gun Owners Radio right around the corner, right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.